Just before we dive in, Meyer, on this 10th of Tevet, I just wanted to say something very briefly about the day. Anyone know what happened today in the 10th of Tevet? Yeah, boys, go. Babylonians, close enough. Correct. They surrounded Jerusalem. Now, Zevi is saying it's absolutely correct, and you have to just understand ancient warfare to understand what he means. Look, let's assume this is the walled city of Jerusalem, right? How are you going to conquer it? Morris, any ideas? You have to surround it because you can't get in. You cannot breach those walls. It's very, very difficult. So if you can't get in, what do you got to do? What's the other option? You can't get in? Bring the people out.
Climb over?
Well, let's assume that if you climb over, you'll get sniped right there. It's very difficult. So what do? If you can't get in, you got to bring the people out. Right? How are you going to bring the people out? They're going to come out. They're going to see Babylonians. Babylonians are going to kill them. They're not going to come out one day and say, hey, here you go. Here, kill me. So what are they going to do? They'll starve them to death. So as Zevi said, today began a 3-year siege on Jerusalem. 3 years where no provisions were brought in. Food slowly but surely ran out during those 3 years. Finally, on Shivat Sar Tammuz, on the 17th day of Tammuz, 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av, before the temple was destroyed, indeed the people surrendered, they came into the city, and we all know what happened after that. So today basically begins the process of all the events that led up to the destruction of the first temple. It all began with this siege that lasted 3 years. Now, when the siege began, I'm assuming the typical Jew in Jerusalem basically said to himself, it will pass. They'll get mad at us, they'll leave. They'll see we're strong, they'll go on their merry way. And by the way, they had what to base it on. Does anyone know what I mean? That is a harder question. Sancheiriv. Many years beforehand, there was a siege on Jerusalem. And the Jews prayed, and Sancheiriv, what? So, they had what to base it on. It might pass. The prophets at the time were telling them the only way it's going to pass is if you do tshuva, if you ultimately return to God. You figure out what's wrong in the ways of your daily lifestyle, you rectify it, and ultimately you'll be able to overrun this decree. The Jews didn't believe them and didn't listen to them. And that's exactly why, 3 years later, they began their downfall, destruction of the first temple and everything that led to it. Now why don't we fast to this very day on the 10th of Tevet? Not just to remember those events. Because to remember events, you have Remembrance Day. You have a day, you have a moment of silence, you do remembrance. It's more than that. The Rambam, Maimonides, at the beginning of the Laws of Fast Days, has a very interesting comment. He says that when something terrible happens, whatever it might be, there's a famine in the land, let's say everyone's losing their money, there's a terrible epidemic, you have to start thinking why it happened and start fixing the wrongness of your ways. And then the Rambam says the following note. And if you don't do that, harei ze derech achzarit, or derech achzariot. It's cruel. The Rambam doesn't say it's forbidden. The Rambam doesn't say that it's wrong. He just says it's cruel. Now what do you mean it's cruel? Let's say, I don't know, everyone's getting sick with a flu. Every other person is out. If we don't say it's because of the wrongness of our ways, it's cruel to say that. What's so cruel about it? Well, I'm not the first to ask the question. I'm not going to be the last. We don't have a lot of time to try to grapple into all the answers. I'll give you the answer that I'm most comfortable with. If you don't believe that it's because of an objective or subjective reason that this is happening, then basically you believe that it all happened by chance. It's not because of us. It's by chance. Everyone got a flu. Nature, you may call it. The Big Bang, you may call it. Whatever terms you want to connect to it, you may say it's just a coincidence. And that's cruel. Imagine if someone, God forbid, lost his loved one, and you say it's a coincidence. They took him, they didn't take him. But if you say it's from God, it's not easy. God took my husband, God forbid. God took whatever. But it's much easier in the sense that you know that there's someone pulling the strings. There's an objective reason for this to happen. And that makes it a little easier that it's not by chance. It's like the difference between dying in a war by a bullet of an enemy and dying by friendly fire. When you die by friendly fire, there was no reason for your death. When you die, God forbid, in a war, by enemy fire, then you're dying on the defense of your country. So ultimately, it's very cruel to think that everything happens by chance. Because this very day, there's various wake-up calls that the Jews have and had. And sometimes we just don't wake up. We just don't wake up and do the right thing. And that's what a fast day is all about. You totally separate yourself from food and water so that it hurts a little bit. And you say to yourself, well, let me ask you, if everything I'm doing is correct, maybe there's a wake-up call out there that I'm not hearing. You know, we all hear what the Iranian president is planning. How many of us lost sleep over it? If we didn't lose sleep over it, is it because we're not worried, or is it because we just didn't care? There's many other wake-up calls that are happening today, and we have to think on a fast day, especially on a day like this. Are we going to fall into the same mistake of the Jews of old, that when they surrounded a city, they said, it will pass? Or are we going to wake up? Are we going to be like the Jews in Germany, God forbid, in the 30s? Or are we going to be Jews that took proactive action throughout the generations? That's what a fast day is all about, and that's ultimately why today is a fast day, and it will be a fast day until all Jews wake up to their proper wake-up call, and God willing, these fast days will turn into days of joy, days of gladness. As a matter of fact, I have a tradition from one of my teachers in yeshiva, of Yaakov Meidan, who subsequently became the head of the yeshiva, that when it says in the prophet Zechariah that these days are going to turn into days of gladness, days of joy, what that basically means is that these days are going to become full-fledged yontifs. Every fast day is going to become a yontif, because every fast day is going to rectify something that has not been rectified, but by the time of redemption, it will be. Let's hope those days come soon.